Israel's cabinet today agreed to a UN resolution aimed at ending the war between Israel and Hezbollah. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says a ceasefire will take effect tomorrow morning, but this weekend Israel's army is making a last-minute push deeper into South Lebanon toward the Litani River. At least 31 Israeli soldiers and several dozen Hezbollah guerrillas have been killed so far in weekend fighting. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
With the cabinet's approval of the UN resolution today, the Israeli government is moving with cautious optimism towards stopping a conflict that's claimed the lives of nearly 150 Israelis and nearly 1,000 Lebanese. Mark Regev is with Israel's foreign ministry.
Obviously, the Middle East has seen many pieces of paper that have been signed and haven't really meant that much. But from our point of view, we will stick by our agreements very, very strictly. And I actually think there's a lot of support in Israel for this resolution.
Israel hopes implementation of the UN resolution will bring about what more than a month of Israeli military strikes and a previous UN resolution have not, the disarming of Hezbollah, which Israel views as an Iranian and Syrian proxy threatening the Jewish state's very existence. Government spokesman Regev says if the resolution is properly enforced, South Lebanon should become free of Hezbollah gunmen.
From the Litani River south to the international frontier, there's a zone. No Hezbollah armed personnel. This is something that Israel has been calling on for a long time. It now has the status of an international resolution with an enforcement mechanism.
Israel also expects enforcement of the resolution's strong wording barring any arms deliveries except to the Lebanese army. The hope is that Hezbollah won't be able to replenish its stocks of short-range Katyusha rockets, which have inflicted death and fear across northern Israel for 4+ weeks. Just this morning, at least one Israeli was killed in another Hezbollah rocket barrage. Under the UN plan, Israel would undertake a phased withdrawal parallel with the deployment of 15,000 Lebanese soldiers and an equal number of UN-backed international forces. But officials say that deployment is days, if not weeks, away. And for now, the fighting rages on. Nearly 30,000 Israeli forces are now inside Lebanon, pushing toward the Litani River some 15 miles from the Israeli border. 24 soldiers were killed yesterday, Israel's highest single-day toll of the war. Israeli officials say this 11th-hour wider ground assault will help reduce Hezbollah's military capability and pave the way for UN peacekeepers. As one Israeli official said of the continued military push, "We obviously want to be in the most advantageous position when the shooting stops." Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, said in a televised speech Saturday that his forces would largely abide by the resolution, but would continue to fight Israeli soldiers as long as they remained on Lebanese soil. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.